Good afternoon. Welcome to our weekly production of Aramis Communications Internet Radio. I am Ann Courtney.
And Emily Osmond.
From the Legion of Mary, Immaculate Conception Presidium of St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hocassin, Delaware, United States of America. Today is Friday, July 27th, 2018. Before we begin to pray our weekly Divine Mercy Chaplet, we would like to share with you the great information of a wonderful feast we celebrated in our Catholic faith yesterday, the feast day of Saints Joachim and Anna. And Saint Joachim is also pronounced sometimes as Joachim, but they were married. And of course, the grandparents of Jesus Christ, the parents of Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. St. Joachim and St. Anne, married couple, traditionally honored as the parents of Mary, which makes them the grandparents of Jesus Christ. Grandparents and the Incarnation. How wonderful that Jesus has grandparents. St. Joachim and St. Anne remind us of the mystery of the Incarnation. God truly became man and entered into a human family that included not only his mother, Mary, and Saint Joseph, his foster father, but their parents, and their parents, and their parents, all the way back to Adam and Eve, at the dawn of creation, according to Saint Luke's chronology. Like all of us, Jesus was born into a web of relationships, the cradle of life and love, and that is the family. Pope St. John Paul II tells us this in Christe Fidelis Laici. The burden of infertility. However, becoming grandparents or even parents must have seemed like a far-off dream for much of Joachim and Anne's married life. Tradition holds that these saints struggled with infertility and were childless for decades. Like other barren couples in Scripture, for example, Abraham and Sarah, Elkanah and Hannah, sterility was a great burden to Joachim and Anne, and even a hindrance to their participation in community life. A story told of Saint Joachim, as he relates, that he wanted to offer sacrifice in the temple, but was turned away because of his childlessness. He retreated into the mountains to air his grievance with God, and during this time, both he and his wife received an angelic prophecy of Saint Anne's pregnancy. We can picture her thanking God in the same words used by Hannah when she became a mother. Quote, "My heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in my God. I have swallowed up my enemies. I rejoice in my victory." The barren wife bears seven sons, while the mother of many languishes. Their steadfast faith during the trial of infertility explains why Saint Joachim and Saint Anne are often invoked by married couples who are struggling to conceive their own child. A model for parents. Tradition depicts Saint Joachim and Saint Anne as loving and dedicated parents to their daughter, Mary. Artwork often shows Mary on her mother's lap, learning how to read. It is no stretch to imagine that Saint Joachim and Saint Anne laid the groundwork for Mary's faith, preparing her to answer one day to the angel Gabriel, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word." A model for marriage. Finally, Saint Joachim and Saint Anne are a particularly special married couple for the Marriage Unique for a Reason project. Seeing how they are a couple featured in this project, Marriage Unique for a Reason, They are also pictured in their logo and artwork. As that website says, Saints Joachim and Saint Anne are the father and mother of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mary is the fruit of their marriage. By a singular grace of God, in view of the merits of Jesus, she was preserved from all stain of original sin from the moment of her conception. Thus it is, in the context of married life and conjugal love, that Mary is prepared to receive the divine Logos, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, our Lord Himself. Jesus is the Logos, the reason. At the heart of all reason and truth, including the truth of marriage. The marriage between Saint Joachim and Saint Anne is a significant witness to why marriage is unique for a reason. Saint Joachim and Saint Anne are the patron saints of grandparents and infertile couples. There is a movement about, as people would love to see, Great Grandparents' Day officially offered and respected and celebrated on the feast day of Saint Joachim and Saint Anne, July 26th of every year. We will see what will happen in the future. Saint Joachim and Saint Anne, please pray for us. Any of us who are parents, any of us who are grandparents, please rely on these two great saints as your intercessors, for they will help us as our Lord provides always.
Welcome to the Hour of Great Mercy, brought to you by the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium here at St. Mary the Assumption in Hockessin, Delaware. As to the history of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, in 1935, St. Faustina received a vision of an angel sent by God to chastise a certain city. She began to pray for mercy, but her prayers were powerless. Suddenly she saw the Holy Trinity and felt the power of Jesus' grace within her. Then she found herself pleading with God for mercy with the words she heard interiorly.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us.
As she continued saying this inspired prayer, the angel became helpless and could not carry out the deserved punishment. The next day, as she was entering the chapel, she again heard this interior voice, instructing her now to recite the prayer that the Lord later called the chaplet. This time, after "Have mercy on us," were added the words, "and the whole world." From then on, she recited this form of prayer almost constantly, offering it especially for the dying. In subsequent revelations, the Lord made it clear that the chaplet was not just for her, but for the whole world. He also attached extraordinary promises to its recitation. Encourage souls to save the chaplet which I have given you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. When they say this chaplet in the presence of the dying, I will stand between my Father and the dying person, not as the just judge, but as the merciful Savior. Priests will recommend it to sinners as their last hope of salvation, even if there were a sinner most hardened. If he were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. Through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will. Prayed on ordinary rosary beads, The Chaplet of the Divine Mercy is an intercessory prayer that extends the offering of the Eucharist, so it is especially appropriate to use it after having received Holy Communion at Holy Mass. It may be said at any time, but our Lord specifically told Saint Faustina to recite it during the 9 days before the Feast of Mercy, the first Sunday after Easter. He then added, "By this novena of chaplets, I will grant every possible grace to souls." It is likewise appropriate to pray the chaplet during the Hour of Great Mercy, 3 o'clock each afternoon, recalling the time of Christ's death on the cross. In his revelations to Saint Faustina, our Lord asked for a special remembrance of his passion at that hour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. A fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening. We would like to acknowledge the following who made this broadcast possible: Father Dillingham, pastor of the St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hockessin, Delaware, United States of America; Tony McGinley of Oremus Communications; AJ Loporto, who provided the music; and Courtney Jim White and the members of the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium. Thank you again, and please listen next Friday at 3 p.m.